现在我们来看第二种主词代名词。代名词放在前面当主词，我们就称它为主格。如果代名词放在后面，我们就称它为受格。我们先看主格，所谓代替名词的字都叫做代名词，也可以当主词。 I, you, he, she, it, we, you, they, this, that, these, those. I like to play ball. I like to play ball. We like to play ball. We like to play ball. You 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 liked to play ball. He likes to play ball. He likes to play ball. She likes to play ball. She likes to play ball. They like to play ball. They like to play ball. It is my hat. It is my hat. They are my hats. They are my hats. The chairs are tall. The chairs are tall. They are tall. They are tall. A cat is white. A cat is white. It is white.It is white. 再来我们看它的受格，受格就是接受动词的人或物。 Me, you, him, her, it, us, you, them, this, that, these, those. Mother loves me. Mother loves you. Mother loves him. Mother loves her. Mother loves it. Mother loves us. Mother loves you.Mother loves them. 妈妈爱我，主格的时候是爱，但是变受格就变成了 me。 那妈妈爱你，主格的时候是 you， 受格的时候还是 you。 妈妈爱他们，这个他们当主格的时候是 they， 可是变成受格就变成了 them。 所以下面我们看到主格跟受格的一个对照表。 We, us, you, you, theyThem, I, me, you, you, he, him, she, her, it, it. 我们最好的办法并不是记规则，而是不断地重复念诵那个例子，念熟了自然就能够耳熟能详了。所以我们把刚才的受格的例子再念诵一下。 Mother loves me. Mother loves you. Mother loves him. Mother loves her. Mother loves it.Mother loves us. Mother loves you. Mother loves them. 最后我们还要谈一下所有格。当我们的后面出现人或物的时候，这些代名词会变成所有格。 My, your, his, her, its, our, your, their, John's, Lu, my book, your book, his book, her book, its book,Our book, your book, their book, John's book. 现在我们来重新整理一下。代名词有三个样子，放在前面当主词，我们就以主格的方式出现。如果放在动词的后面，接受动词的动作，我们就称之为受格。如果它的后面还有人有物，我们就改用所有格。